Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Hey guys, I am so excited to officially launch my online course, Behavior Change, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Now, people have asked me for a long time if I had an online learning option or some type of online course that was a little more in-depth than the YouTube videos that I shared. So I'm so happy to finally have this available. It is a long time coming. Now, I was originally planning on opening up enrollment for this course at this time frame, in late May, early June, so teachers could take it over the summer. But about 2 months ago, when our world got turned upside down and schools everywhere started closing, I decided to open up the course a little bit early. My thought was that while teachers were home and staying safe, that they might want to take that opportunity for a little e-learning of their own. And, you know, take a break from all the fun, quote unquote, of figuring out distance learning, right? And boy, did teachers agree with me. We had over 1,000 teachers, parents, and professionals sign up for this course. Some of them are already done with the course, and some of them are going through it right now. In today's episode of the podcast, I want to share with you some info of everything that's included in this behavior course. Enrollment is open right now until May 31st. This course will not be available again this year, so I don't want you to miss out. In this episode, I'm going to give you all the important information, plus hopefully answer any questions you have. Now, with this being my first course, to be honest, I was a little nervous. This is different than other things I've done. And I wanted to deliver the same level of value that I always try to deliver with everything else I do, whether it's a live, in-person professional development, this podcast, or creating curricular resources. I always try to make sure that I am valuing everyone's time and everyone's money. And now I didn't waste any time asking for feedback from those 1,000 people that signed up already to see what they thought of the course. And later in this episode, I'm going to share some of their responses and feedback I received. I was blown away that within a day of asking for some feedback, my inbox was flooded with messages of overwhelmingly positive feedback. And it just, oh my gosh, you guys, made my life because I worked really hard on this course and I really wanted it to be something that would be beneficial and valuable, but also fun and engaging and easy to utilize. And at the end of this episode, I'll be sharing some of that feedback. And I really think that we accomplished that within this course and I'm really proud of it. But before we get to all that, let me give a little bit of the backstory of all of this. So if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm all over Insta stories all the time. And when I travel giving live PDs, I always share a lot of behind the scenes tidbits on Insta stories. I, you know, walk in the airport and talk to myself on my phone. I look like a crazy person. I share that I always get Dairy Queen after every session. It's my ultimate reinforcer. One of my friends asked me recently, they're like, how do you find a Dairy Queen everywhere? And I was like, it's because there is a Dairy Queen everywhere. And I always share kind of these little tidbits and, you know, pictures of my slides and pictures of the crowds and things like that. And whenever I do that, I always get a lot of messages or comments or emails asking, you know, can you share your slides? Or is this session recorded that I can have access to? Or how can I have you come to my school? And the root of these questions is really, I want that training too. I need that training too. And how do I do that? And when I get those messages, oh my gosh, I feel those teachers because I used to be that teacher. I used to be that teacher that didn't have training that was appropriate for my classroom. And I was hungry for new ideas and knowledge and community and collaboration with my colleagues. And for years, when I got these messages, and sorry if I sent you this message, I kept saying, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And I really wasn't yet because I hadn't figured out the best way to put all of that information into a virtual platform to share with people. I didn't want to send out an 8-hour training video. That is boring and not fun. No one wants to sit and watch me for 8 hours straight. I wanted this to be set up in a way that was easy to access, that could fit into the busy life of a classroom teacher or a parent, and something that was going to be really valuable, that you could use with your teams, that had associated downloads. So I am really excited. I know I keep saying excited, guys. I'm just excited to finally have this available because we spent a lot of time making sure that the course was applicable and easy to utilize. And this course will hopefully be the first of many. I am planning to create a course each year and open it up in the summer so you can use that summertime to really do a deep dive into a subject and learn a lot more about it. And this is kind of the format that I've followed on my blog and even on the podcast. Many summers on my blog, I've done an in-depth blog series on one topic, like communication or literacy or classroom setup. Now, picking behavior for the subject of my first course was an easy decision. Behavior is the topic that I probably get by far the most questions about, the most comments, the most requests for more information is related to behavior. And I get it because that becomes top of mind very quickly when you have from minor to more major behavior issues in your classroom. It's hard to be worried about specific IEP goals or data collection strategies when there's major aggressive behaviors going on. And even if you don't have major behaviors, even if it's more minor things, we know how important it is to cause real and positive behavior change. Also, this is one of the topics I am the most passionate about talking about. As a board certified behavior analyst, I love talking about ABA. But I love talking about ABA in a way that is real world applicable. I don't like the fancy language. I like real world stories. I like explaining things in a way that everyone understands. I'm a BCBA, but I'm also a former classroom teacher. So I come at everything with how does this work in a busy classroom that is overcrowded, that is understaffed, that is under-resourced? How can these strategies still work there? Because they can. So I've always got my BCBA hat on, but also my classroom teacher hat on. And I know that that's the type of ABA and the type of behavior resources that are going to be the most helpful to you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So let's go over what's all included within this course, Behavior Change, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So we go over the entire behavior change process, from the functional behavior assessment to the creation of the behavior plan to staff training, follow-up, troubleshooting, all that good stuff. It covers everything. I spent a lot of time thinking about the organization and setup of this course. It's broken into four modules with over 30 training videos. Now, don't let that 30 training videos intimidate you. The videos are bite-sized. They're 5 to 15 minutes. They're on one specific idea. They're a combo of me talking with slides and video examples, and I think they're fun. You can watch them at your own pace and at your own schedule. This was really important to me. I knew that there were some people that would maybe could set aside a day or a half day and get through this course very quickly, and other people's busy lives could just fit in a few minutes here and there. And that's great too. So if you want to binge the course in 2 days, great. If you want to watch two or three videos every night after you put your own kids to bed, that works too. So I wanted to really differentiate, you know, I'm a special ed teacher. I got to constantly be differentiating how each person that takes this course can utilize it. I also differentiated the different ways you can access the training videos. We have the videos, plus we have captioned versions. We have an audio-only version that's always available, so you can pop in your headphones and go for a walk and listen to the content. And there's also a written transcript that's included that you can print out. Most of the videos come with an additional download. These downloads are usually something I've talked about in the video, some type of template or handout or data sheet or tool, so you can put the strategy that I just talked about into practice. And I heard from so many people that took the course that the downloads were one of their favorite components, which I was very happy to hear. In addition to the course, you can also get this little add-on goodie bag. And I call it goodie bag because it's just fun. The Behavior Change Toolbox is something you can get when you purchase the course. It's 15 additional digital downloads. There are 15 downloads that are all relevant to behavior change and creating behavior plans. 8 of them are some of my most popular and most downloaded TPT resources related to behavior, and 7 of them are brand new, created just for this course, tools and templates. And these were, like I said, a lot of fun to create because I got to really extend on everything that's discussed in the videos and create these really user-friendly tools that you can implement while you're working on some of these strategies in your classroom. Okay, now on to the fun stuff. So I don't know about you, but whenever I buy something online, I am that person that always reads all the reviews, right? I want to know what other people think before I buy something. So if you are like me, don't worry. I've got you. I have got a lot of reviews to share of the Behavior Change course because to me, that always helps me see if this is going to be the right choice for me. A common question that I've been getting is, who is this course for? Is this for a parent or a teacher or a paraprofessional? And my answer to that is, it's for everyone. The strategies of behavior change apply to all human behavior. These are not special ed voodoo strategies. These do not work just with kids with autism. These behavior change strategies are going to work to increase positive behaviors in really any individual. I've done my live behavior change session for an entire room of preschool teachers to an entire room of high school gen ed teachers to a mixed room of special ed, gen ed teachers, and parents. These same principles apply. Obviously, they look a little different when you implement them, right? So I'm going to be sharing some feedback from people that are currently taking or have taken the course, and I'm going to be sharing feedback from teachers and parents and BCBAs and clinicians so you can see how the course relates to these different roles. So first up, Susan, who is a special ed teacher, said, "I loved the course. It was straightforward and easy to understand. I really like how the concepts were broken into short segments so they weren't too overwhelming. My favorite part are the tools included, especially within the toolbox. They are so user-friendly and will be super useful for educating my school teams." Lynn, who is an instructional assistant, said, "I could have finished the course in one weekend, but I didn't want it to end. Loved all the advice, info, and definitely the handouts." And Jonathan, who's a behavior specialist, said, "I am very satisfied. Don't change anything because I loved the downloadable resources that you offer with each lesson. They are super helpful." So thank you so much, Susan, Lynn, and Jonathan. That feedback makes me so, so happy. And I love how they all pointed out different things that they liked, the handouts, or they liked that the format was really easy to understand and navigate, because really that was my goal. So let me share some more feedback about the format and setup of the course. Emily, who is a BCBA, said, "I wouldn't change anything. I love that the videos aren't very long. I have two small children, and it's nice to be able to watch one entire video in just a few minutes when I have a chance." Oh my gosh, Emily, I am happy you said this, because as someone who also has two small children, I know how hard it is to fit in all of the things we need to do. So that's really what I envisioned when I organized the course the way it is, that you could kind of fit in videos when you had a few minutes, because sometimes that's how our lives are, right? Rebecca, who is a classroom teacher, said, "The length of the videos were perfect. I have a short attention span, and I think the content was in a good order and easy to follow. The course was easy to navigate and accessible for anyone." Sue, who is also a special ed teacher, said, "The format worked well for me. I was able to divide it into smaller parts and participate around my schedule. There were no parts that were too long or boring or not interesting or not relevant." Those, again, make me so happy to hear. I wanted that order to make sense. I wanted you to be able to fit it in when you had time. Ashley, who's a special ed teacher, said, "I enjoyed the multimodal approach you took. I was able to watch the videos and access the text transcript after, so I didn't have to worry about taking down notes and interrupting the flow of content. I will definitely be re-watching the videos before returning to the classroom." So Ashley brings up a great point. When you buy this course, you have access to it for 6 months. So you can re-watch the videos. You can take the whole course 3 times if you want. When you're back in the classroom, you can share the videos with your paraprofessionals. And I loved Ashley's suggestion of printing the transcripts and using that as the note-taking component instead of having to worry about writing a lot down during the sessions. Erin, who's a special ed teacher, said, "I'm really enjoying the course so far. I think it's easy to navigate, and I like how it's broken down with quizzes and PDFs throughout." So I broke up some of the lessons with some little check-ins and some little quizzes to make sure that you are understanding all of the content. So I loved that Erin pointed that out and was able to find that helpful while she was taking the course. Now, another goal that I had when setting up all of the modules and videos was I did not want to overwhelm anyone. I have logged into different platforms or memberships or things like that I've joined, and sometimes there is so much stuff that I immediately like X out. I'm like, this I can deal with another day. I didn't want this course to feel overwhelming, but I still wanted to include a lot in there. So I wanted to have that kind of clear path and clear plan, and in a way that was broken down, that was manageable. So I hope that I accomplished this. Myra, who is a classroom teacher, said, "I think that the format was perfect. I like that all the information was given was clear, not too much, and not overwhelming." Lauren, who's an intervention specialist, said, "I loved how the modules were broken down. The information was given in stages that everyone could manage." Thank you so much, Myra and Lauren, for sending in your feedback. I am happy that this was set up in a way that was manageable to you. Now, as I said earlier, as a behavior analyst, I'm really passionate about sharing the strategies of applied behavior analysis in a way that could be understood by everyone. I also am really passionate about not making things boring. I don't like sitting in a long session that's really boring. I like to be entertained and engaged in things that are kind of fun, right? So that was one of my other goals when creating this course. Whenever I create live PDs, that's always a big focus. Like, I want it to be fun. I want people to be engaged. If people are sitting all day with me, I want, you know, them to have fun still. So Sarah, who is a clinician, said, "I loved the examples Sasha's using from shows to memes, etc. It made the learning fun and easy." Amber, who's a special ed teacher, said, "I love the course. A coworker and myself love all of your materials and use them regularly in our life skills program. This course and all of the materials that go along with it are amazing. I'd have to say my favorite part of this course is how real you are with the information and how it can be applied and used immediately." Thank you so much, Sarah and Amber. That is such, such sweet feedback. And thank you for using all of my resources. And I'm happy that this was fun for you. I mean, it's summer. We've got to have fun, right? We have to make learning and behavior fun. I loved this feedback from Jean, who is a teacher. She said, "I love the length and it's nice to watch and then discuss with fellow colleagues." So when we opened up this course 2 months ago, we had so many school districts who signed up big groups of their teams, all of their paraprofessionals or all of their teachers or all of their teams in their special ed rooms. I was so, so beyond excited about this because I knew that if you could go through this course with your colleagues, it would be so much better. And that Jean is doing this. She's watching the videos and then talking about it with her teams. So we are accepting school licenses. On the course page, there's a link. You can email us. We can work with you to set up your school. So definitely approach your administrator and ask about that, because my advice is always ask. And if they say no, they say no, but you might as well ask. Okay, only a few more. I could do this all day. I'll have to rein myself in at some point. Kelsey, who is a special ed teacher, said, "I'm loving this course so far. There are so many things I've never thought of that I'm doing wrong, and I can't wait to get back into the classroom to implement." Anne, who is a parent, said, "I absolutely love this course. It's such a good reminder of how to frame things." And Emily, who's a BCBA, said, "I love this course. I have only gotten through module one, but I love how everything is so easy to understand. The way you explain things helps me think about how to explain things to people who may not have a behavioral background." Now, I love that these three comments are from a BCBA, a parent, and a teacher. People with different levels of experience, people with different backgrounds, and they were still able to pull value from this course. So if you are a BCBA, part of our job as a behavior analyst is to train and teach those around us. And Emily was really able to pick up some new ideas on how to explain things to people. And these strategies applied to Anne, who was a parent, and Kelsey, who was a teacher. Within the course, I talk about everyday examples on how behavior is shaped and increased and decreased and all that. So whether you are a parent or a teacher, these strategies will have a role in your life. Okay, let's talk about the downloadable resources. So you'll get downloadable resources along with the videos, and there's also that behavior change toolbox you can add on. And I heard from so many of you that that was some of your favorite things that were included within the course. Delaney, a special ed teacher, said, "I feel like the handouts are going to be worth their weight in gold. They will be reminders and tools I can use when I get back to my class next school year. Plus, I know just getting things like data collection in a useful format will be a game changer when I have a child that I have to help in my room." Mancy, a special ed teacher, said, "I think the downloadable resources are nice. I have done only a few sessions, and I can't wait for school to physically reopen and start using them with my students. Thank you. I really appreciate all the effort you have taken to develop this course. I would 100% recommend it to others to take through too." Thank you so much, Mancy. That is so sweet of you. And Jean Marie, who's a BCBA, said, "I loved the downloadable resources. Resources I can use daily and don't have to reinvent the wheel." Well, that was the whole point, guys. I do not want you to reinvent the wheel. I do not want you to have to remake something or start from scratch. So that's why I'm giving a lot of these tools as part of the course. A lot of the tools also come with editable versions, so you can start from a pre-made format and just aren't starting from scratch. Okay, last two for real. Karen, who is an instructional assistant, said, "Quite a bit of the information made so much sense to me, and it reaffirmed so much of the things I have learned and experienced over the last 20 years I have been doing this. I printed up the different plans and information to take back to my team that I work with. I work with a pretty good team, and we're always looking for different ways to change behavior. I like the starve it and replace it model, the strategies for escape, refusal, and tantruming, etc. Thank you. Oh my gosh, Karen, thank you so much for this feedback. And I am so happy with someone that has 20 years experience is still able to learn from this. I always say, you know, we're lifelong learners. And for myself, I am always reading books and going to conferences and taking courses whenever I can, because especially when it comes to behavior, there are always new things to learn and new perspectives to take and new tools to get and apply. So Karen, thank you for that feedback. Mark, who is a high school teacher, said, I am very satisfied with the course and I need to go through the course a second time. As a first year lateral entry teacher, I was asked to take over this classroom when the fall semester started with little to no guidance or even a lesson plan. I'm in a decent place now with my organization of the class, but I will be studying all of your material that I can get a hold of this summer in order to prepare for next year's class to run much more efficiently. Oh my God, Mark, I feel you. I've been there too. When I was a first year teacher, I felt wildly unprepared. So if you are a younger, newer teacher, or you just moved to special ed, this will still really apply to you. Because even though we're talking about some higher level skills, I break it all down in a way that you can really readily implement. So whether you have 20 years experience or are new to the field, there's going to be a lot that you can bring from this course right into your classroom once we are back in our rooms. Okay, so I shared a ton of information, from what the course looks like to the format to the content to the downloads, all that good stuff. What I haven't shared yet is that with this course, you get 5 CEUs. Now, what schools accept as CEUs are always a little different, so make sure my CEUs are accepted. The course is currently open for enrollment, but only until May 31st. And like I said, this course will not be available again for at least a year. So if you are interested, sign up today. You will have access to the course for 6 months. You don't have to rush and get it in. Like some of these people said, you can take the course more than once if you even want. So head over to the autismhelpercourses.com. You can sign up today. The course is $86 for everything I've said. Oh yeah, that's an important question I didn't get to, right? How much is it? So for all 30 videos, the 4 modules, the training resources, the CEUs, it's only $86. We also have a payment plan you can utilize of 2 payments of $43. The Behavior Change Toolbox, that's an additional 15 downloads valued at over $150, is only an additional $47 when you check out. When you check out, you click Add Behavior Change Toolbox and you'll get sent that right away. So head over to the autismhelpercourses.com. If you have additional questions, we've got a little chat feature so we can answer your questions right away. If you think school licenses would be something your administrator would be open to, email them right now so we can get them in and get your whole team or school signed up. I am just really proud of this course. Thank you to everyone that sent in their feedback. Thank you to everyone that signed up already. I'm so glad you are enjoying it. And if this is something that you are passionate about, if this is something you think your classroom needs, I really encourage you to sign up so you can re-enter the classroom when you do go back better prepared than when you abruptly left it a few months ago.
If you would have told me a few years ago that my favorite part of my job is getting up in front of sometimes a few hundred people and giving a presentation on data or behavior academics, I would have thought you were crazy. I did not always like public speaking. Actually, to be totally honest, public speaking was something I used to be pretty afraid of. But now it's literally my favorite part of my job. I love being in a room of my people, of the special ed world, teachers and parents and clinicians, and everyone that's on the front lines that's working so hard for our students to give them the best opportunities and the best classroom experience. I love being in a room of everyone that understands how hard this job can be, but also how amazing it is and how important those little victories are on a daily basis. When I do a PD, my goal is to bring value. I want to bring action items, ideas and strategies that you can do tomorrow in your classroom. I have sat through too many professional developments that either didn't apply to me or were too hypothetical and philosophical. And my special ed heart always wanted to know, what do I do next? What do I do tomorrow? If you are interested in learning more about how I can come to your school to do a professional development, please visit theautismhelper.com/speaking. There's a contact form as well as a lot of information about all of the different sessions I give. I'm happy to answer any questions and work with your school district. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VB map and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.